What's up, guys? Welcome to TMG Podcast. This is actually last week's episode. If you want today's episode, that'll be on our Patreon right now. You can get it a week early if you contribute. It's patreon.com/tinymeatgang. So thanks if you do that. And if not, enjoy this one.
Peace.
Yeah, whatever.
And we are live.
Back in action, baby.
We're home. I'm home. We're both home at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Finally.
First time we've been in here in how many weeks?
Oh, fucking six?
Yeah.
Six?
That's crazy.
So wild, dude.
I know. So how was Churup?
Churup.
How was Churup?
Well, you know, I don't even know.
What was that?
I've been to so many places. You know what's fucked
what
up?
What the fuck was that?
I don't know. First off, I've been too many places that I started... I did our ad read last week.
Yeah.
I said something like kind of English. I said automated. Or I said automated. I just like, it's like
by accident?
By accident. I just slipped out.
Holy shit.
And it fucked me up. Being around Alina's family just fucked me up.
That's such a dope flex.
Yeah.
I don't even really have an accent. I'm such a so well traveled that I don't really have like a dialect or like a
dickhead thing to say. No, I've just been too many places. I've been confused. Even fucking Nashville, like people down there got my hair cut down.
Nashville,
that guy fucked me up. I don't know who I've lost my identity. I've done so much traveling, I don't know who I am anymore.
You know what's crazy? I'm reading this book right now about this like this drug lord that was like his shtick is that he like didn't want to be pinned down to a certain country, and he had like just been to so many because his fucking operation was so global.
Okay.
That he just had like the weirdest accent ever, and no one knew where he was from.
He
was like this fat white dude with bleach blonde hair. He's from South Africa.
But
like no one fucking knew because he lived in the States, and then he was crazy.
That's kind of dope.
Yeah. Just be like a weird chameleon.
I'm going to just check to make sure both of our tracks are going. Still like just entertain the people for like 10 seconds.
Oh man. Kind of put me on the spot here. I'm nervous. So, I'm trying to think of a good song. Oh, he's back.
I'm here.
Ooh, Jesus, can't leave me like that again. I started sweating.
Don't leave me like that again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what if that's why Jay Alvarez is insane? Because he's been too many places.
Yeah.
That he just literally doesn't know who he is anymore.
He doesn't even know how to really like write English anymore.
He's been to 180 countries that he just like is like people are...
He's like, I'm just a man of the sky.
Yeah.
He's been skydiving so much that he now identifies more with the sky than he does with the earth.
Yeah, he's Rain.
Yeah.
I'm changing my name to Rain.
Rain. R-A-N-E.
Rain.
R-H-A-N-E.
My name is Rain. If you think about it, like, we're all just water. That's where people started, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. Europe was shit. It was good. Do you know? Went to Scotland. That's the only new place I went was Edinburgh, which is actually pretty dope.
Yeah. I've heard cool things about Scotland.
Yeah. It was.
You go to a pub?
I did.
Mm-hmm.
Learned the difference between Scottish and Irish.
Okay.
Which don't get those two confused.
Because they'll get insulted?
Yeah. Big insult.
Okay. You mean the difference in accents or the difference in like culture?
No, just people.
Okay,
yeah, like
what was the difference?
I mean, accent wise, Irish people are more like sing songy.
Mm-hmm.
I ran into an Irish dude in Amsterdam. He's like, Noel?
No,
I can't believe it. I've just smoked like 2 hours ago. How did you liking it? Yeah. Like, it's like very like, I don't know. Like, it's very like kind of rhythmic.
Oh, that's what you mean.
Yeah. And Scottish people, it's more flat.
Yeah. Okay.
I was chuckling, dude. They all say yeah and I,
uh-huh,
like at everything. But you might ask a question and they'll respond first with yeah. They'd be like, is that table open? They go, yeah. I know, like, so it fucks you up.
No,
yeah, you're like, which one is it?
Yeah, no.
But I'm sorry, you just...
I don't know, which, is it open or... Yeah, no. Yeah, no. It's like, question mark?
Yeah, no. I also like the wee for little.
Mm. Mm, yeah.
When I was sitting the wee table over there.
The wee table.
Oh, look at
that's
the wee.
Irish. That's
look.
I know.
Hey, look at the wee cock. Look at your wee cock on that guy. I was dying. I tweeted about Scottish porn just being, aye, yeah.
And then someone like sent me a fucking screenshot of Facebook, like Irish sect, like dirt or Scottish dirty talk. Like, who's my wee little lass?
I'm your wee little lassie.
I'm like, oh.
Who's your wee lassie? Who's tuck my- that wee cock in my arse. Who's my wee lassie?
Man.
Chuck that wee little cock in my arse.
Put that wee little cock in my arse.
Take off your kilt. Put your wee little cock in my ass. Put your wee little cock in my arse. Aye, shishai.
Oh.
Chuck it in me pot of gold.
Aye, lass, you're shucking me corn, yeah.
That's good.
Why is she shucking me corn so nice?
Oh. I love the way you shock.
I know every Scottish and Irish person listening to this is like, I'm gonna fucking murder these fools when they get over here.
Why is she shucking me cock so nice?
You're shucking me corn. You're shucking my wee corn.
Aye, you're shucking me corn so nice, yeah?
Aye, yeah.
Aye.
Yeah, aye, yeah. Aye, yeah.
Edinburgh, so it's dope.
Good.
It was a good time. Took a nice little tour around the place.
Okay.
That was cool. You know, just saw the countryside and all
like
that.
Like you did like a organized tour.
No.
How does this?
I mean, whatever.
Crazy.
Call it 25. No, it was a private tour. It was pretty dope.
Okay.
It's like a dude took us around.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Another flex.
No. Alina's sister paid for that.
Okay. Yeah. Nice.
We were just like the broke on the side people.
So was it like a van tour?
Yeah. It was okay. Like a Mercedes van. It was
that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
A full day thing?
No. It was only 6 hours.
Okay.
It was nice and, you know, not all day. Yeah. All day tour? Nah.
I know. I mean, even 6 hour ones, like you get back and you're fucking exhausted.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Something so like tiring of just doing tourist shit.
Have you ever done those, like walking tours or any of that shit, or do you not care when you go?
I mean, no, I definitely have, but like, just like the way that I, like my parents and I would vacation was just like biking and fucking hiking everywhere.
Yeah.
So it was never like, we would never like drive anywhere. It was always just like walk point A to point B, see shit.
Yeah.
In that, and then just.
But no, like, dedicated.
No, we wouldn't, like, go around to, like, different, like, see every single
over
thing in one day.
Over here is the Trossachs.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, no. I mean, it was cool. I used to not like that shit, but the tour guy we had was super dope.
Mm.
And
was he funny?
Yeah. I mean, just, he was telling us how he, like, fucks with tourists. And
okay.
Like, in Scotland, they like, a traditional meal's like, haggis.
Okay.
And, like, he'll fuck with people and tell them that it's an animal. And some people will, like, believe it.
I would have believed that.
Yeah.
What is it? It's just like a spread, isn't it?
Haggis? No, it's like a mixture of
like
meats and potatoes and turnips, I think.
Oh, okay.
I forgot what they called. I had a word for turnips. Then did Amsterdam.
How was that? Amsterdam.
It was great, but you know what, dude?
What?
I got a bone to pick with somebody, and it's a sad day.
What?
You know, it used to be KLM is tight. Now it's fuck KLM.
Yeah, okay. Why is it fuck KLM?
Their customer service are assholes, dude. Assholes.
Okay.
Crazy dicks.
Like Europe dicks?
No. Like,
the same sort of people we were, like our flight attendant character, but like support instead? Like call center?
Yeah. No. Like, kind of. No, because they're outsourced too.
Okay.
It's 16-year-old American, I hate this job attitude.
Okay.
They don't give a fuck. So maybe, I don't know, maybe it's not KLM's fault, but I was upset.
So what happened? You were trying to book a flight back and...
No, I was just trying to change my flight and they were just assholes about it. Like they were just like, well, it's going to cost you this much and this is the price. So yeah. I'm like, all right, well, I get that it's a fee. Yeah, but you know what? Did you know it's going to cost you more money? Cool, man. I just want to know. But it's going to cost more money. Like, they weren't like, it wasn't like, we'll help you find the best.
They were trying to make you not do it.
Almost. No, the attitude was kind of like, it's going to cost more money. Do you have it? I'm like, excuse me? Like, that was their tone. It was crazy.
Bitch, do you hear my weird accent? I've been everywhere. I got way more money than you do.
I'm so well-traveled, dude.
Yeah.
I know about flight fees because I've been all over the world.
Exactly. I know how this shit works.
I fucking snapped on him.
Did you really?
Yeah. I was just like, well, first, I asked for a ticket change, and then she was being such a dick. And so I'm like, can I speak to someone else? Because you're kind of an asshole, just straight up. And she laughed, and she goes, why? They're going to tell you the same thing. I was like, oh, it's like that. Let me speak to the manager. And the manager was a fucking dick. It was funny because Alina had jumped in because I was getting so frustrated, and the chick is like, well, you know, if you read the fine print, and Alina just snaps. She goes, who reads the fucking fine print, bitch? Just like that. Just snaps.
Because
they were so rude. And the chick goes, everyone. And Alina goes, bullshit. And she just hangs up. She's like, I can't believe that. It was crazy.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
She said everyone?
Yeah.
In response to that?
Yeah, she said everyone.
Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you, right?
No one reads that fucking shit.
No one reads fine print ever. It was so condescending. It was just like everyone. Like, no, fuck off. And then so I called back in to see if I get someone nicer. And nah, they were like equally as dick. And then I just snapped on. That's when I snapped. I would just go, what the fuck did I do to you guys? You keep repeating the same shit to me. I don't even gonna get into it. And then she kind of felt like an asshole. Like I had just pretty much said, like, I'm calling you because I just need help changing this. I know it costs money.
Yeah.
Like, can you stop fucking with me? Like, I told her, I'm like, I'm a person just asking for help.
Yeah.
I don't care if you hate your job, dude. I'm just asking you a question. And she, like, kind of checked herself. And she's like, okay, let me see what I can do.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. It was crazy.
So they're just, like, by default dicks.
Yeah. I think they just hate the job so much.
Jesus yeah. Christ.
So, KLM, you need to fix that.
Fix it.
Because everything else about the experience, this is what did you expect? I love how when people in Amsterdam are speaking Dutch and just the random American word gets in there.
Like what?
Or like phrase.
Uh-huh.
Actually, we spent one day in Paris before we left, and there was this Dutch family next to us, like, talking about something. And in the middle of their conversation, one of them just goes, no way, Jose. I'm like, damn. We colonize everything. We colonize slang. Dude, we colonize.
On God.
Yeah. Lift off the chair on God.
That's a good Dutch. That's a good fake Dutch.
Fake Dutch, yeah.
Yeah, just sounds like you're talking in reverse. On the gang.
Dutch sounds so crazy. I was like just zoning out. I wasn't even high. I would just zone out on like a sign that had English and Dutch. And the Dutch version is way crazier.
Like, yeah, dude. That was always the thing about like trying to enable an app for localization. Yeah. You had to test German words.
Yeah.
And it would be like, you know, it would be like close. Like the button would have to say close, and then you'd switch to German, and it's like this fucking, it's like three lines of text. You're like, how am I supposed to write an app that everything that has to stretch out for these long ass words?
Yeah.
You were there for 420, right?
Yeah.
Did you chief a little of the devil's lettuce?
No, honestly.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't cheap down on a little blinger?
No.
You didn't?
No.
No?
No, I just had a few little sips. Well,
you were sipping.
Yeah, I was cruising.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Ice cold suzzy, man.
You gotta love an ice cold hard one.
Yeah. Right in your mouth.
Oh,
man.
The cold good stuff that we all know and love. Just, no one only has the sudsy stuff.
Yeah. I know. I don't really smoke out there.
Mm.
I will say though, I don't. And maybe this is just my trip, but I felt like I had finally understood why Americans stick out.
Okay.
One. We are the only ones wearing Fortnite t-shirts.
Why are you wearing a Fortnite t-shirt?
I couldn't resist, man. No. I was in Target. I had to buy three. When I saw, like, I feel like everywhere has a Walmart. Like, in Europe, it's Primark or, like, Asda. Like, they have bullshit clothes, but I feel like we're the only ones with the triple XL fit shit. You know, we're the only ones with, like, Mountain Dew t-shirts. And, like, I don't feel like you see a lot of novelty t-shirts outside of like a tourist shop. Like, I feel like Americans are the only ones wearing like, I'm with stupid.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah, the boardwalk t-shirts are a big thing.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
Like, you don't really find that elsewhere, I don't feel like.
No.
Like Property of Mike. Yeah. Shit like that. Like the underwear that say that shit. It's like, what?
That, and we're always talking about, I feel like what we have better than somewhere else. Like this dude, I walked past his coffee shop. I didn't know this, that THC concentrate is a hard drug in the Netherlands.
Okay.
Because like, whatever. It's
like wax and stuff?
Yeah, it's considered a so whatever. And so you can't find it anywhere. And so they only smoke dry herb. And this dude, I walk past his coffee shop and he's got a pen and he's like waving it like to someone and he hands it to someone. And I'm picking up on the conversation because Alina's stepping into some store. So I'm just listening. And this dude from Amsterdam, is like a local, is holding the pen and he's like visibly tense. Like he's holding it in a way that's so unnatural. And the dude's like, yeah, I take it on the plane. I take it everywhere with me. It's so easy to hide. And the guy kind of gives him like a nervous head nod and he's gesturing it back. And the guy is just still talking. He's like, ah, man, it's so convenient. Blah, blah, blah. You don't want to hit it? And the dude like shakes his left hand like, no, 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 please. And he's like, please.
Oh, like this is a federal crime.
Yeah, he's like, please take it back. And the dude just rips. He's like, oh, man, I mean, it hits great. and the dude just kind of is like, okay, sure, and like puts a headphone back in, like tries to turn away from him. And the dude just sat there, and that's when I left. But I was just like, I feel like only us are doing that shit.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I got these hard ass drugs, like in public, basically.
Yeah, but that's not
maybe
hard.
It's just him.
That's not a hard ass drug.
To us.
Yeah, I know, but like, why? What do you expect?
I guess, I don't know. I just felt like he didn't pick up on any cue
that
the dude was like, please get this the fuck out of my face.
I mean, when weed is supposedly legal there, why would any, form of weed not be legal? That's pretty weird.
Yeah, no, I can definitely.
So you can't vape because it's concentrated?
Uh-huh.
What?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, maybe I'm just being a nerd about it. Like, you should know the laws before bringing your. But I'm just paranoid of like getting on a plane like, bringing weed to Asia. I watched like a ton of those videos, like dude arrested, you know, now in jail for 25,000 years.
Or like, death by firing squad or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure in Indonesia, if you get caught with drugs, you just die.
Yeah. I think Philippines is like that too now. If they find drugs, they just eviscerate your ass.
That's crazy.
Can you imagine some stupid ass bro?
Yeah.
Yo, dude, got a fucking eighth of that dank. Wait, what's going on? Wait, what's the gum for, dude? Get on your knees. Wait, what's up, dude? No, like, it's like, you can have it, dude.
I don't want it that bad.
Like, I'm not. I have more.
I don't understand what's going on. Why are you so pissed off? It's just weed, dude.
It grows in the earth, motherfucker.
Yeah, it's natural, dude. Duh. It's not even like a drug anymore.
You just got 10,000 years in prison.
Yeah. I don't even... Who even lives that long?
Are you the ones that are high? Because, like, you can't even be alive that long, dude. So, like, who's the real idiot here? Like...
Nice. Thanks. Good one, Nathan.
Fucking bozo over here.
Yeah. Yeah, here's a dunce cap.
Fucking 10,000 years. Okay,
loser.
Dude.
Yeah. No, what am I, an alien?
Oh. Are you putting a fucking mountain in prison, dude? You putting a glacier in prison? Because that's the only thing alive for like 10,000 years. You know what
nice.
I'm saying? Thanks, bro.
Nice. Yeah, what did you take some of this acid I have in my backpack?
Oh god, that's so horrible.
That's fucked up.
All right, so maybe I can't be too critical. I think at that point, I was just looking for something to like hate on. But the dude's persona just pissed me off.
Yeah.
Oh man.
I mean, ignorant American is that's just a great like persona.
I imagine him getting like going to jail. Like some cop walks by and he's like, "Oh, have you seen this before?" And he's like, "What's that?
Yeah.
What is this?
What is this?"
Oh, it's a concentrate, dude. It's the shit in LA.
He just says it like he says the illegal name of it. Oh, it's THC concentrate. This stuff is great. It's all the rage back at home. You can take this thing anywhere. You can take it on the plane.
Pinch behind your back. What? Same shit. Do we sound to everyone else like commercials?
What do you mean?
Like, I feel like that's the way we talk. almost. Like, that's like ignorant American, like reading out like a label.
Yeah.
I feel like that's how we know things kind of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
THC concentrate.
It's great. It's all the rage.
We're just like permanently recommending brands all the time. I've been feeling too good lately. Oh, man. Well, you should try Xanax. Now, I know. I know. There's a lot of stigmas about Xanax, but let me tell you, my like, it's all testimonial shit. Anyway, what were you been up to while I was fucking eating strip waffle?
Man, it's just been fucking brutal, this apartment shit.
Yeah, let's talk about that. I know you mentioned it in your video.
Yeah, so like this is what happened. So we get back from tour, fly home, get in an Uber. You know, we finally get home. We drag all of our fucking bags out of the Ubers, like, you know, we each have these giant fucking suitcases, three of them, because we've been gone for 3-4 weeks, whatever it was.
Yeah.
4 weeks, right?
Yeah.
And we opened the fucking door, and I smelled this, like, awful smell. And I thought, like, you know, my initial impression is, oh, fuck, we forgot to take the garbage out before we left, so there's, like, something rotting in there.
Yeah.
And I walk inside, and, dude, my bathroom... Water is just, I just hear the sound of water pouring out of something. And I'm like, what the fuck? Something's leaking. And then I look on the ground and it's just covered in shit. Covered in shit. From my bathroom. So part of me was kind of like, oh, I recognize that smell. I look down, I'm like, oh, that's a Chick-fil-A.
That's a good one.
That's a Chick-fil-A. Right there. Yeah.
Very nice.
I've been thinking, I don't want to say it, but. I've been thinking like a bit around that, but so I'm like, and it's just, it's actively pouring out of the toilet. It's not even like it's just still. It's still like it's something, and the water upstairs is running, and so I'm like, oh fuck, tell them to turn off the water. And so Kelsey runs upstairs, tell them to turn off the water. Meanwhile, I'm calling the landlord, and I'm like, dude, he answers, and I'm like, dude, there's shit pouring out of our toilet right now. There's shit water all over our apartment. And he's like, I mean, what do you want me to do? And I was like, I don't know. Like, what the fuck do we do? I have no idea. This isn't my shit. It was my shit, but it's like, this isn't my thing. I didn't do this. Oh, we've been gone for 4 weeks. I haven't done shit.
No, you did some shit. Clearly.
I did some shit, and the shit's all over the ground. And so I'm freaking out, and meanwhile, Kelsey is downstairs like, it smells like shit! I'm like, I know it smells like shit! It smells like shit, man! And he's like, I don't know. He's like, I don't know what you want me to do. So we call ServPro, which I guess is this company that cleans up after, like, biological hazards. It's like a biohazard company, whatever.
Wait, did you have to jump the shit water to get your computer?
Yeah, so, yeah, okay. So this is actually, this is what happened. So before I did that, the water... The way our apartment is set up is like the bathroom leads into like the hallway that goes into our bedroom and in my office.
Yeah.
Right. And then directly beside is the laundry machines.
Yeah.
And then there's a wall, and then behind the wall is the closet that attaches to my office. Right. So the water, I don't know how long it had been doing this for, like probably all day, but the water had seeped underneath the wall into our closet, but it hadn't yet seeped into the office because it was uphill. So right as we get home, that's the point where the water starts coming into my office like this. So I stepped in the shit water, went over to my office, and watched the water crawl around, like hit the wall, hit the router and like the modem and everything, and then start creeping down this wall towards my computer. So it hit all my cords that were like laying on the ground, the power brick, everything. And as it like inched towards my computer, I got it off the ground.
Oh my God.
I put it on the couch, and then I got this LA 610 off the ground and put that on the ground.
Oh my God.
Which is like a recording thing I just bought, which is $1,500.
Yeah. Yeah. Clutch move.
Clutch fucking move. And so I was able to like save those two things. They would have been fucked probably.
Yeah, fast edit right there, dude.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, dude. That's, it was all my Fortnite skills that paid off. And then I stepped back through the shit water and then called ServPro, which is a company. They came over. They cleaned what they could, and they were like, basically everything, they were like, it's black water. Like, everything it touches has to be thrown out, because if not, you don't know if it's going to dry and the bacteria is going to be released into the air.
Cancer.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, and so they're like, it's cheaper to just throw everything out and get your insurance to go. Like, luckily we have renter's insurance.
Yeah.
Which they've been great, which is dope.
Well, now I know why every place requires that you have that shit.
Yeah, I mean, no, I don't think in LA they require it.
Oh, our place, it's required.
Oh, it's required? I think for, like, apartment buildings and stuff, it is. Okay. But if you live in, like, an independent, I think.
Oh, got
I'm
it.
Not sure.
Okay. Word.
But, I mean, like, it's not even, like, it's not there, like, it's not there bad, right?
Right.
Like,
no.
If that shit happens and you don't have renter's insurance, you're fucked.
Mm-hmm.
The landlord's not going to pay for it.
Mm-hmm. Jesus.
And so, like, luckily now the landlord has, like, realized how serious of an issue it was. I think he just thought, like, the sink overflowed or something when I called him. But he didn't realize there was shit all over the fucking ground.
He's like, yeah, dude, you took a shit. Like, plunge it, motherfucker.
We all take them, dude. Everybody poops. Did you not read that book?
Just, like, looking at his wife like,
what's wrong with these people? Are they high?
He called me because he took a shit.
Yeah.
What do you want me to do, man?
It smells like shit in here, man. Dude, I mean, like, the next day, I called ServPro back just to, like, relay or just discuss how bad the damages actually were,
because
they were like I you know, in this scenario we didn't know what the fuck we're gonna do.
Yeah,
like, do we try and stay in the place? Do we leave?
Yeah.
Do we get a hotel? I gotta call my insurance. I gotta call all these fucking people.
Yeah.
So I call ServPro and I'm like, how bad was it? Like, when what you saw? And the guy was like, he's gonna have to redo the floors. He's gonna have to redo the walls. Like it's gonna be like a month before you're back in the place, if you even want to stay or something like that. So I called my landlord. I'm like, you need to call ServPro and talk to them about how serious this is, because you don't fucking know that you're going to have to redo the floors and all this shit. So, like, call them and talk to this guy. And he's still like, yeah, I'll call him back later. And then he finally called me. He's like, all right, yeah. This is like, you're going to stay in a hotel. And it's like, it's just weird. I think he's just like a little bit awkward or something. But yeah, it was just like not fun. And then, so we've just been in a hotel now we were in a hotel for a week. Then we left for Coachella, and we were in Palm Desert for a vacation for a week, which was good because we had that, like, lined up.
Yeah.
And now we've been back, and now we're back in a hotel. So, like, it's going to be 3.5 weeks before we're back in the place, and I'm going to have to, like, get rid of my desk, get rid of my everything. So, like, it just fucking sucks, man. It's like, that's every day that I'm not in that office, I'm losing money. It just fucking sucks.
Yeah,
I want to make videos. I want to make content. Like, I have all these fucking ideas and nothing, and I'm stuck in a fucking hotel room. This sucks.
Awful, dude.
Yeah.
Forced fucking not no work. Well, to that note, I think I'm gonna move into a new place.
Hold on. Speaking of money,
Uh-oh.
We should take a break.
Uh-oh. We need to read an ad so Cody can buy a new desk and make another fucking video.
Desk. All right, we'll be right back. So, you know, one feeling I would just associate with this whole experience with my apartment,
yeah,
and everything that happened,
yeah,
is stress.
Yeah,
I would say.
Yeah.
I've been very extremely stressed.
Yeah,
not having a fucking home.
Yeah,
and you know, the thing with stress and anxiety is many people can often feel exhausted during the day, but then it's time to go to bed and they just can't fall asleep.
Right.
If worry is affecting your days and nights, it's probably also affecting your overall health. Getting sleep is extremely important, and if you don't get it, it fucks with you. It really does.
It does.
And that's why I'm happy to say that we're partnering with Calm. Oh. Calm has sponsored this episode. Calm.
I've
now said that too many times.
Calm.
The number one app to help reduce your anxiety and stress to help you sleep better. More than 40 million people around the world have downloaded it. If you head to calm.com/TMG, that's calm.com/TMG, you'll get 25% off a Calm premium subscription, which includes guided meditations on issues like anxiety, stress, and focus. There's also sleep stories, which are bedtime stories for adults designed to help you relax. They even have soothing music and more. And right now, Tiny Meat Gang listeners get 25% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/TMG. That's calm.com/TMG. Let's get it, baby. Let's get calm. Let's get stress-free and relaxed.
Ladies and gentlemen, we also want to thank our second sponsor for this episode, which is none other than the lovely folks over at SeatGeek.
SeatGeek!
Okay, the ticket industry hasn't changed in a long time. There are a bunch of big companies who have been around forever, but they really don't care about making the experience easier for the customer. They don't. If you've ever used Ticketmaster or any one of those other places, you just know they don't give a damn. It's like, oh, here's a ticket price and $80 million in fees, and oops. Did that ticket already get sold? We don't give a fuck. So, you know what it is. But SeatGeek is a ticket company where the customer comes first. With more than 50,000 five-star reviews in the App Store, SeatGeek is focused on making your experience as easy as possible. SeatGeek pulls in millions of tickets from all over the interwebs, okay?
Interwebs, yeah.
Rates each one on a scale of 1 to 10 and displays them on an interactive seat map. So it's simple to find what you're looking for. Green dots are good deals and red dots are overpriced. I actually have the SeatGeek app on my phone, and it is by far the easiest way I've found to shop for tickets. In fact, I just used SeatGeek to buy tickets for the Anthony Jeselnik show that I couldn't make it to.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You had tickets to that?
Mm-hmm, yeah, I was really bummed about that.
It comes out in like one day.
I know.
Oh, so it was a special you're supposed to see.
Yeah, it was like that material, and I was
damn.
I really wanted to see that live.
Damn.
Yeah. Huh. I'm super bummed.
Okay, well.
Yeah, so, yeah, anyway. Right now, our listeners get $10 off their first SeatGeek purchase. That's using the promo code TINYMEAT for $10 off your first purchase. You can use it on concert tickets, sports, comedy, whatever you want. So download the app, type in our promo code TINYMEAT, get $10 off your first set of tickets.
Let's get it.
This beat's dope.
Yeah, this guy beside us is playing this beat that's insanely
slapper.
Sick.
Yeah.
How's my new chick? Let's get it.
Yeah.
Let's get it. Let's get it!
Speaking of overpriced tickets.
SeatGeek. Should have freestyled the ad.
Yeah, freestyle. Just.
Com.com. Com.com. com.com/TMG. Say what?
Yo, speaking of tickets, shout out to the boy James Charles for bending over parents worldwide and fucking their wallets,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
Oh my God, I couldn't believe some of the shit he was saying. That fool with all the money he has needs to hire a PR person.
Yeah. I mean, dude, if it's anyone, listen, if there's anyone that could charge that much for tickets, he's in the upper echelon of people that could actually do that.
Oh no, he definitely is. I take nothing.
When I saw those prices, I was like, this makes sense. It honestly makes sense.
Yeah.
Then there's all the fucking people on Twitter being like, I'm supposed to pay festival prices to see James Charles. Who in their right? Imagine doing that. And I'm like,
someone will.
Someone fucking will, dude. You know they will. He's that fucking popular. He's the Kardashian of digital.
Yeah, dude.
He
damn,
is.
That was. You his agent? Goddamn.
He's the Kardashian of digital. Wake up.
You don't believe me?
Look at this palette.
Look at the fucking numbers. Look at these palettes.
Look at my face. He did this.
An agent goes in.
Full face, full of makeup.
Now, I know you're wondering. You're all wondering. What is this on my face? And let me tell you, it's the future, okay?
It's his spring palette.
Okay? And he's got many more, all right? This is the Kardashian of digital, folks. He's doing reality, okay? He's doing makeup. He's gonna fuck a rapper next, okay? We have it on the board, all right? We got many rappers lined up to fuck James Charles.
He's got great butt cheeks.
Have you seen his ass?
Yeah. Everyone's seen it now.
Yeah.
Everyone's seen it. You see his Coachella fits?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Great butt cheeks.
I'll come out and say it. James Charles, great butt cheeks.
Great butt cheeks. His agent. He's got great butt cheeks. Have you seen those things?
He's got a great ass, okay? And I mean that in the most professional way possible.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Now, don't get distracted by the flutter of my purple eyeshadow here. Okay? This spring... purple 739 color, okay?
What I want spring you to, purple.
What I want you to think about is all the things that James Charles can do, namely $500 VIP. What was funny to me was not the $500 VIP, but his explanation for it, which was, he goes, it's physically impossible for me to meet thousands of people a day.
Mm-hmm.
So it has to be that price. That way only some people can buy it. And I was like, what a cold-ass flex. Listen, I am too popular, okay?
That's what it is.
I have to set the gap between you and I with money.
Yeah. That's what
dude,
it is, though.
No, it could be quantity, you know what I'm saying? I know he can charge that much, but I was laughing. Like, that's a terrible explanation. Like, you could easily make it $100.
He explained it wrong,
yeah.
For sure. And then they added, the way they fixed it all, but just from, like, my brief glance at this drama, whatever, the way they fixed it all is adding... a meet
VIP.
And greet to the $99 ticket, which didn't have one to begin with.
What?
Yeah, so there was like GA, and then there was a $99 one.
Yeah.
Which I don't know what perks it had, probably like premium seating or something,
yeah,
but you didn't
like
get to meet
early.
Him.
Yeah.
And then the way they fixed it was, okay, now the VIP, that first tier of VIP, the poor VIP.
Yeah,
as I like to call it.
Poor people VIP. Yeah. That's the economy plus VIP.
Yeah, yeah. Very important poor person. VIPP. That section, you didn't get to meet him.
Then VIMP, very important mediocre person.
very
important
middle class.
Yeah, middle class person. Very important middle class person. And then VIRP.
VIVIP, very important person.
Yeah, yeah, and that's the rich people.
Yeah.
Now, that explanation to me was hilarious. I'm like, no, you could make it $100 and just limit it at 100, but now you're going 500, bro.
I mean, were they all sold out?
No, I know.
The next day.
Yeah, gone. Zero.
I fucking knew they would.
Yeah.
I knew they would.
Mm. Other thing I'll say, in a little bit of his defense, I saw people doing math on how much money he was going to make from that tour. And this is just a continuation of the accounting episode. I started chuckling. I was like, nah, bro. Because he's doing the Microsoft Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And remember what Joe was telling us about some of those bigger theaters?
Oh, they cost a fortune.
Yeah, okay, here's an example. In our show, we use a laptop, and certain size venues and theaters, they require that you pay a person some insane rate just to put the laptop out on the stage. You'll be like, no, our guys can do that. And they say, nope, they can't do that.
Yeah, yeah. Nope. You have it's like a required 3 stagehands.
Yeah,
that's
shit like that.
3 people you have to pay.
Regardless.
Just to be by the stage.
Yep.
Even if you don't need anything, which in his case, I don't even know what he's going to do on stage.
But, right, right.
But it's probably not going to be that crazy, right?
Who knows? I mean, if he's got like, I don't know, wardrobe, and I don't know if he's dancing or whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe he's just him putting out his cheeks for an hour.
Yeah, maybe.
He just literally stands there for an hour. It's like an art installation.
Yeah. Or maybe he'll have someone like contour his butt cheeks.
Yeah, just the underside.
Yeah.
Yeah, so some kid was like breaking down the money. He's like, he's playing the Microsoft Theater. He's just this much per ticket and this much in that. And I'm like, all right.
He's gonna make fucking bank.
No, he's gonna make bank. Yeah. But it was just funny because the kid, like, he multiplied the amount of tickets, like the cap, by the price, and he goes, so he's making X amount. I'm like, do you think that shit is free?
Yeah.
Like, you don't think there's a cost just to be in that venue?
Yeah.
The fucking people working there?
The tour bus?
Yeah, all that shit. He's still going to make a shitload of money. Way more money.
I mean, that $500 VIP, like, that is going to be insane for him, dude.
Yeah.
That's going to be hundreds of thousands of dollars per show, just off that tier.
Yep.
Like, that's fucking crazy.
Nuts, bro.
He really is going to make like a ton of fucking money, which he fucking should, man.
I mean,
whatever. He makes a shit ton of money anyways, but make it while you can.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone in entertainment says that. Everyone in entertainment says that. You got to get it while you can. You can't say no.
I mean, my favorite part of the whole thing was seeing like him announcing and like posting that image with all the tears on it, and then immediately responding to all like the criticism from people being like, what the fuck is this? And then just like backtracking and backpedaling and trying to recover. It's like, there's a team of people whose job it is at an agency to tour people and who have plenty of experience, years and years of experience touring people, mm-hmm. pricing out tickets, mm-hmm. figuring out popularity, figuring out exactly how much the venues cost, all of this.
Yeah.
There's months went into that tier.
Yeah.
And as soon as you post it, some girl on Twitter says, wow, festival prices, and you just backtrack?
Yeah, no.
Like, no, stick to the shit.
Yeah.
You knew it was going to sell out. You did your research.
Yeah.
Who gives a fuck what people on Twitter say?
Yeah. I mean, it's also like, you do all that when the tickets aren't moving.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's when you go, all right, I fucked up.
Yeah, exactly.
But if you put it up and that shit blows out, which it did, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't checked. Then, yeah, I mean, that's the price, you know? Can he tour again at that price? Who knows?
Yeah.
He'll have to find out.
Yeah.
Will he even tour again?
Yeah.
Their whole strategy might be, well, we're not going to tour him that much.
Yeah.
We're just going to do one and see how it goes.
Uh-huh.
And so they're just going to, boom, like, go for it. But yeah, dude, it was just funny watching all these people. It's crazy that he's playing those theaters because I'll let you all know, we did the same math in certain cities where it was standing. We were like, oh yeah, let's get a theater. It was like, oh, you'll make negative dollars
if you go
into a theater.
Yeah, that shit is expensive.
It's crazy. A theater costs so much money.
Yeah.
It's wild. So Yeah, I was. I had a good chuckle about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, James Charles, I'm talking to you directly, bro. You know what it is, though. You might have great cheeks, but you gotta, you know what I'm saying? You gotta shout out my boy.
Who?
Gotta shout out the boy Nolan. Right? he been putting out his cheeks on the timeline for forever. You know where you got that shit, bro. You know where you got it. The ass cheeks Stranger Things drop.
That was pretty funny.
You know you seen it.
That was pretty funny. I saw that.
Just starting a beef.
Yeah.
Over fucking Daisy Dukes. Just Nolan with Daisy Dukes. Yapping to a camera. Bitch, you know where you got that from.
Yeah, yeah.
Who been putting his cheeks out for the last 3 years? Me. You know, come and steal it and act like you the first one to put your cheeks on a timeline, bro.
It's like rappers arguing about skinny jeans.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
yeah.
what it is.
I was thinking the other day, it's crazy how so many rappers used to talk shit about skinny jeans and now they're all wearing them.
Yeah. And then didn't Young Thug get pissed off because he's like, I'm the reason you guys are all doing this?
I think so.
Yeah, it was Young Thug.
Yeah.
Young Thug invented skinny jeans.
Yeah, he actually made the first pair.
Yeah.
With his own hands.
Yeah, yeah. He just put on his sister's jeans.
I thought skinny jeans, at least in L.A., started with the New Boys, like dudes who was like jerking and stuff.
I think Young Thug was before the
was
New Boys.
Was he before the New Boys?
I don't know.
Wasn't he? I don't know. We're getting old, dude. We don't even know the timelines
anymore.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know, man.
We ain't even know them timelines anymore, bro. We so old.
Anyways, I got the I'm pumped for the James Charles tour. I got the $500
ticket. Yeah,
me too.
Yeah, I got the VIV.
I'm not gonna get the poor person one.
Yeah, you crazy.
Yeah, you crazy.
I got
it. Plus,
meet him.
Comes with the biggest one comes with some sort of like makeup palette. Kit. Yeah,
that's great.
It has $75 value. So.
$75 after markup, $3 production value. That's the funniest part
What's
to me.
What's the honest value?
Dude, that's
of
the
that palette.
Funniest part to me. He's like, oh, yeah, it's a $100 palette minus $99. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Shit costs 10 teen cents to make.
Makeup is the easiest shit to make, dude. It's just fucking colored powder. It's like 50 cents to make a fucking palette, and they're marking them up 5,000,000%.
Yeah, I'm sure.
That's full. Get in that bag.
Dude, I feel like because makeup, like the scale of it, like to make the quality of it a little bit better, you know, you're going to manufacture so many.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh yeah, if you want to do like 2 cents more per little eyeliner thing. And then they go, yeah, 2 cents. All right, we'll make that up by charging $15 more and just fucking banking, dude.
Hey, man, how crazy is it that like a product for them is just coming up with a new palette, like a color palette. That's all it is.
Yeah, it's just color.
Which is every designer's job in the start of whatever the fuck they're doing. Come up with a palette, and then you got to design a fucking logo and branding and all this shit on top of it.
Yeah, and they just pick the colors and then make one, add this thing so it sticks to your face better.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, as far as, like, brushes and all that shit, I don't know how much more innovative we can really get with that.
Yeah.
I'm saying, like, what, synthetic horsehair?
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah. I mean, I really have no idea what I'm talking about when it comes to this stuff.
I'm sure there are,
just from how fucking pumped Kelsey is to go to Sephora, there's something about makeup that we don't understand at all.
Yeah. Michelle, but that doesn't change. Like, the manufacturing of it has got to be pretty straightforward.
I don't know. Who knows?
Be. Yeah.
Maybe there is some crazy powder that is way better and feels like, what if it's like menthol and it makes your eyes feel cool or something? And you get a little buzz? Nicotine eyeshadow?
Trying to think of anything else besides menthol that'll fucking have some effect on you. Some fucking, I don't know, dude. Yeah, I mean.
Some eucalyptus.
Yeah.
Contour.
Yeah.
You know?
Some maybe there's like a partnership with Armor All and it just makes your shit shiny, than a bitch.
Yeah. Or like Icy Hot.
Yeah. So it's like a cooling but hot crazy feel.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Lip plumper, that shit just has to be like poison. You know what I'm saying? To just get temporary inflammation, that's straight up poison.
Oh yeah, 100%. It was funny, I was talking to Sam and we were like looking at some girl's Instagram or something like that, and he was like, I thought this picture was hot. And then he zoomed in on her face, and he's like, "What the fuck is this allergic to fish ass shit? just allergic to fucking bees. It looked like she got stung right here. Well, her lips are just like from the side. Her face is like, her profile is totally normal, and then her lips like go like up and out, and it's just, this is straight up, you're allergic to something.
Yeah, yeah. She just went in the mirror and like just rubbed white fish.
Yeah.
That's part of her. It's actually her part of her makeup routine. She has a dead ass fish in her makeup bag. It's like
some carp.
Yeah, eyeshadow, and just fish bones, stale fish, dog. And she's just rubbing that shit on her lips. Like, oh my god, I'm gonna kill it tonight.
She's rubbing raw, yeah, like beeswax and shit.
No, she's allergic to peanuts.
Yeah,
just licks an almond.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay. Oh, there you go.
Her throat swells up a little bit too.
Well, I can't really talk. Holy shit. Yeah, makeup. We should do makeup, man.
Is this still the same beat?
Yeah.
Why does he play it for so long?
Maybe he's writing to it.
You think so?
Yeah. I'm like, okay, I want some pleasure. I'm like, See, that's a good flow.
Yeah, that was good. Thanks. I like that.
So, here's it.
Okay. And fat lips. And
there you go. That's like that Valley flow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to make my lips bigger. I rub a dead fish on my shit.
Nice.
There it is, man.
Anyways, you can't hear this, but it's cool.
Yeah, it's a cool ass beat. Mm-hmm. It's a super dope beat. Man, I had like screenshot a bunch of shit that I was laughing at. Yo, I'm still chuckling at menthol eyeshadow.
Here at Sephora, here at Maybelline, we've teamed up with Parliament, and we're going to make menthol lip liner. So you got that cool smoking feel on your lips. You're planning a wet one on your spouse.
You know what? You know what's kind of funny?
What?
These days, you ever hear people describing something as the jewel of blank?
Nah.
No?
No.
I've heard that phrase now multiple times in like the past couple weeks.
How many marketing people are you hanging out with, dude?
It's not even that, dude.
He's
it's
the
like,
Kardashian of digital.
He's the jewel of digital. He's the jewel of digital celebrities, all right? He's clean. He's healthy.
And he's got an ass. God damn it, I can't get over his ass. Listen, his ass. Come on, come on, come on. Someone else. If I just showed you the pot, he goes into the meeting like that.
Yeah.
Look at this lower half.
Look at these cheeks.
Fellas, how many followers do you think are following this ass right here? Whose ass do you think this is? And they start like shouting out IG models.
Yeah.
Sky Rosetta.
Yeah.
Sky
Rosetta?
I'm just making up
that
something.
That sounds like a real one.
Yeah, exactly.
Damn,
yeah.
That's crazy.
And then, no. I'll do you one better. Just lifts up the canvas.
James motherfucking Charles.
This fucking hyper masculine dude. Oh, what the fuck, man?
You can't tell me those cheeks aren't beautiful cheeks.
Dude, I'm hard. What the fuck?
Exactly. He's the Kardashian of digital.
Putting on makeup in the pitch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Look at this. I can't do this shit for shit. Look at this. I'm awful at it.
But I'm beautiful.
He's a god.
Holy shit, man. Anyway.
So yeah. I'm talking about like Jewel. there's someone fucking showed me these new nicotine pouches. It's not dip. It's just like these white tiny little pouches.
Okay.
And you stick them in your lip and it gives you a buzz. It's like supposed to be the Jewel of dip. And then
okay.
We've been fucking White Claw. You ever drink this shit?
Nah.
It's everywhere now.
What is it?
Hard seltzer water.
What is hard seltzer water?
It's like LaCroix, but it's like spiked. And it's like supposed to be like the jewel of drinking because it's like 100 calories per can.
Oh my
it's
god!
It's like clean.
Dude.
It like hydrates you. Like
what,
all this shit.
What fucking society do we live in? Dude?
I know. I'm just thinking. Well, like, what else is there gonna be?
What world do
what,
we live
what
in?
What can we invent? That's like the jewel of jerking off or something like that.
Fucking hard LaCroix. Oh, the jewel of jerking off, dude. Here you go. It's a stimulant patch.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a small Korean-based microchip in there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you just stick it on the line of your shaft, and it you'll just nut.
Yeah, like, yeah, after, okay, okay.
After like 2 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
You just like slap it on, and it gives the sensation, and you, and then you can stop chafing your skin.
You don't even have to touch it.
Yeah, with
somehow it's clean. Like somehow it's like it makes the jizz like go back in or something, so there's nothing to clean up.
Yeah, no, there's like a little strip that leads up to the base of your hole,
mm-hmm.
and it's got like a lip on it.
Mm-hmm.
So and it
catches
like,
it.
Yeah, or like yeah, just prevents drip.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I see that. I see that.
You slap that on with and then porn is going to become more meditative. You know.
Yeah.
It'll be like those jack off instructionals, but like it'll just be like a calming voice.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to porn. No, welcome to release. Just gently apply the strip to the base of your shaft and make sure the lip is attached to the bottom of your hole. We will now begin with some releasing sounds. Hardcore as fuck. No, that's like the extreme strip.
Yeah.
And then you get a you listen to the audio track based on the experience you want to have.
Yeah.
Yeah. One could just be, you know, nice and just
feel the stroking on your shaft.
She is it's a guy narrating.
Yeah, what the woman is doing.
She is looking at you. She is
seductively.
She is tantalized by the experience you're giving her with your beautiful penis.
Beautiful.
Just what? She loves it. She moans louder as you get into climax. It has to be poorly translated mm-hmm. English. Yeah.
She loves your great cheeks.
Yeah, what could be the jewel of something? I don't know, dude. There's not much left. Hard fucking seltzer water?
Yeah.
That shit sounds something like a plumber would say.
Mm-hmm.
So that in and of itself is genius.
No, what do you mean?
Like, that's something I would feel like a plumber would tell me. He'd be like, oh, yeah, you got hard seltzer water. We got to change the filter on there.
Yeah, fair enough.
You know what I'm saying?
I see that, yeah. I see that.
So, I don't know, man.
What if it's some new, like, opioid comes out? It's like the jewel of heroin.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah.
It's way better for you, dude. It's way, way better for you.
Yeah, the jewel of lean.
Yeah, exactly. Fucking Adderall is the jewel of meth.
Yeah. Yeah. More or less. Mm-hmm. It's the clean, fun version.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the clean, fun, hard drug.
Mm-hmm.
We could bring back peyote
mm-hmm.
in a nice way.
Mm-hmm.
That would be easy, man. Jewel should just double up and, like, sell like the long like opiate smoking thing like the old Chinese shit.
Yeah like the giant pipes
but it's like self-contained and it's about 6 inches long.
That would be fucking fire.
See, here we go.
Smoke opium like they used to but like way more modern. Vaping opium,
it's just like it looks like a pencil.
Yeah, this shit's great, man. You can bring it anywhere.
I was in Amsterdam with that shit.
You've never smoked opium concentrate? Oh my god, it just changed my life. And it's just slump.
It's just a one-hitter quitter. One hit.
And he's out for a whole day.
Just
the jewel of heroin.
I'm like crying at the idea of just instant puke. Just 180 tone shift. It's clean. It's easy. It's so much fun.
I hit this thing all the
Is he fucking dead? Oh my god, dude. Yeah, there you go. Jewel.
Opium.
Yeah, what could they name that? Pocket Den.
Oh, yeah. Like
Pocket
that.
Den.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Den. That's a good name. Yeah, it's a good, den. Like, short name.
Yeah, Den.
Yeah.
You got a Den stick on you?
Den stick?
Yeah, dude.
I take this thing on planes.
Just yaks on a plane.
In the barf bag. And then he's just like.
He's someone next to him bitching like, oh god, this flight's gonna be so long. He's like, oh, it's gonna be really short for me, man. I got a Den stick. What's that? Doesn't explain it. It's really.
Is he cool? Yeah, I mean, he's got a pulse.
Did he just kill himself? What? Is this slow acting? I don't understand. Yeah, Den Stick.
This just looks like a little iPod. Like, it's, like, beautiful, you know? Yeah. Like, it's a little aluminum. It's, like, green. Yeah. Cool colors. Yeah. Like,
Den Sticks. It's the new... It's the new pocket opiate that everyone is using and no one is talking about.
Yeah, oh, it sucks because it's gonna be a real thing.
Yeah, and we're gonna do it.
Yeah.
No.
No. Yeah. No.
No. No. Never.
Oh my God.
Fucking hell, that was a good one, dude.
Jesus Christ. I'm the book I'm reading, the dude that I was talking about, the drug lord or whatever.
Yeah, I was gonna say, what's his name?
His name's Paul LaRue. Mm-hmm. You should just Google this guy. Anyone listening? And look, read his Wikipedia. It's one of the most fucking insane Wikipedias you'll ever read. Because this dude basically is like one of the dudes who invented, or I mean, he's supposedly one of the guys who wrote TrueCrypt, which is the software that Edward Snowden used to steal documents from the NSA. It's like uncrackable by like the top hackers.
Damn.
Yeah, apparently. It's like the best encryption software or something. So he like was an, he was basically a genius encryption programmer.
Okay.
And used to write open source encryption software.
Mm-hmm.
Wrote this, basically, like, it's rumored to be one of the guys who wrote TrueCrypt because he was working on a client or like a project for a client or something. And then TrueCrypt came out at the same time and had some of the same code or something.
Okay.
So there's links of him to this software. Anyways, he used it to create like one of the biggest like pharmaceutical drug empires. He was basically. The single biggest contributing factor to the U.S. opioid epidemic is him, because he would import all these bottles of tramadol, and through pharmacies, he had people like, as a customer, you could just go online, submit a bogus like reason why you need tramadol, and it would arrive at your door. And he did it through U.S. pharmacies. And he basically turned this into, he became a real drug lord. He was importing meth from North Korea and shipping it all over the world, cocaine, weapons, everything. He's insane, this dude is.
Wow.
It's a really good book. Mastermind, it's called.
It's kind of crazy, man, how those hacker, like, I don't know. I feel like that's definitely something we've learned more about, like, at least in the last, like, 10 years, are these, like, hacker personalities, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
Dread Pirate Roberts or whatever. The guy that created Silk Road?
Yeah, 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 yeah. And, like, it just, it's like these dudes who, like, with, I guess, obviously how fucking much we use the internet and technology is so much part of our lives.
Technology!
These dudes just live in a layer above that because they know how it actually works.
Yeah.
Like, to a degree that we'll never, you know,
understand. Yeah.
And they... They're getting weird, like, they always have, like, commentary on, like, oh, yeah, I wrote this thing, and, like, the Indian government was trying to fucking sue me because I made this thing that was, like, really dangerous, and they didn't like that. Like, I always feel like they have one of those stories.
Oh, yeah.
Where they're breaking down certain barriers.
Yeah, this guy was like that, man. He was like, he wrote his own email servers, and he had his whole company, which was, you know, like, thousands of people around the globe using this one email server because it was uncrackable.
That's insane, man.
It's crazy. And so he, like, anytime any employee would go, like, visit him at his place, he would just be sitting in this room of servers and, like, a desk.
Just the most paranoid.
Yeah.
Answers the door with a gun.
Yeah, yeah.
What's your identity, sir? Fucking, he's got some Mission Impossible 2 shit. Make sure that you're not wearing, like, a face mask.
Yeah, some Men in Black shit. Yeah, like, just... It's crazy. You should read it.
Yo, Paul. Yo, make that Den Stick, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If yo, it's Paul, anyone if you're listening,
it,
dude.
If it's anyone that could do it, it's you.
Make us that Den Stick, man. Mm-hmm. Damn. So he's like the devil almost.
I mean, he had like tons of people assassinated eventually.
Wow.
Imagine that, man. Like, programmer turned drug kingpin. It's a weird fucking story. Like, he was just a nerd.
Yeah.
Like, not very social at all. Was like. Hurting for money, basically. He was taking these like random encryption jobs because he like couldn't support his family, and then eventually just like struck gold with this pharmacy thing.
Wow.
And was making $250 million a year just doing that.
God.
And then turned that into like an even bigger empire.
Oh my God.
Where he started like a fishing business in Somalia that also was like an arms trading thing.
Oh my God.
Importing meth in North Korea. He was having like he ran a fucking global conglomerate.
He's a billionaire.
I mean, yeah, it was a billionaire. Yeah.
Is he dead?
He got extradited to the States, I guess. And I think he's like an informant now or something.
Something like that. Keep his money and, I mean, yeah, that's a dude you don't want to kill.
No, I think he's like in prison, but he's like informing. I don't know.
Weird.
Not sure.
Yeah. Well.
Anyways, interesting.
Damn. Yeah, because I know you got to.
Yeah, I got to dip, unfortunately.
Head over to the, did we even hit the time?
Though? Yeah, we did, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Where were we at?
Way more. We're 30 just on this half.
Well, where were we on the other one?
25 plus the read. Plus the 5 minutes we didn't do. I didn't do it on the timer.
Okay, word. Well, I had one. Oh, yeah. Another episode this week. And thanks everyone who came out to the fucking tour. We didn't really have a chance to say that. Nashville show was amazing. I mean, every show was great, but
that
to
last
end it on
show,
that show was
crazy.
Was
the energy was unbelievable.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
We do have a special announcement coming in a week.
Yeah, next week.
Next week.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, look out for that. And we will see you all on Thursday. Gang. Peace.
Get it.
Oh, man.